All right, welcome in. It is the ESPN College Pick'em for week number 4 here on Winning Cures Everything. Let's go on and get to this thing.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. Now, there are 10 games that we pick. I'm going to show you what my sheet looks like, what my number looks like. And we're going to go through them very, very quickly. So let's go ahead and start off. Game number 1. That's right. NC State at Clemson. This thing opened at 15.5. I guess when ESPN locked it in, it was 17.5. Now that thing is all the way up to 20.5. Because Grayson McCall, the quarterback for NC State, was announced that he is not going to play. CJ Bailey, who does not have a lot of experience. But he did lead the comeback against Louisiana Tech, though. So cheers to that. This is what I've got on this game. My number has Clemson minus 16.3, as you see up at the top. Stats number has Clemson minus 23. I don't think that Clemson likes to blow out teams, et cetera, especially in this. You look at pace of play. Neither team very big on plays per game. Clemson number 91, offensive plays per game. NC State number 98, it looks like. Don't think you're going to see a lot of tempo, et cetera. However, with that thing at 20.5, only 32% have actually picked Clemson in this. I'm going to take Clemson. I don't think NC State will be able to score here. It's going to be tough on that defense. The Clemson defense is not great by any stretch, but, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, we carry on, and let's move down. Next game, North Carolina and James Madison. North Carolina, a 9.5-point favorite at ESPN. Moving over, I've got North Carolina favored by 3.72. Now, when you look at power rating, etc., yes, it makes perfect sense. But this is a situational spot for me. I've got North Carolina favored by 5 if you look up at the very top of the screen. I know it's kind of tiny, but bear with me here. Actually, let's see if we can... We'll zoom in just a little bit. How's that? Up at the top, North Carolina by 5.36. I've got a low total on this of 41. The opening total was 47.5. North Carolina cannot throw the ball. And running the ball with Omarion Hampton really just is running into the strength of James Madison's defense. They're number 5 in rushing success rate allowed. They're number 36 in offensive line yards, number 26 in stuff rate. Yeah, this is all stuff that North Carolina's good at too. But I think you're not going to see a ton of plays in this one either. So I think I'm going James Madison. If you watch the BetUS College Football Show, then you saw that. So I like James Madison. I know this is a different number than I got on the show. I got 10.5. There are 10.5s out there. But for the contest, I'm going to take James Madison. On the other side here, let's zoom this bad boy in. Our next one is Georgia Tech and Louisville. And Louisville, a 9.5-point favorite here. Again, this is a number where it's actually out to 10.5, 11 in some spots. Georgia Tech really, really good at covering as a double-digit dog. Brent Key's always been good at that. But man, like Power Rating Plus Stats has got Louisville by 18 here. The stats model has Louisville at 33. You come down, you look at, you know, Louisville has not played very difficult competition. Number 131, strength of schedule. Georgia Tech, number 58. But these numbers, these projected totals and whatnot, are opponent-adjusted. So that's something to pay attention to. Georgia Tech's offense, killer, but Louisville's defense has actually been pretty good this year. If you look at just overall defensive success rate, Louisville is number 16. Georgia Tech, on the other side, number 61 in defensive success rate. Louisville's offense, number 3. They are number 1 in rushing success, number 18 in passing success. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that they have played literal tomato cans. But I am going to roll with... I got to find a better way to do this on multiple monitors. I'm going to roll with Louisville minus the 9.5. Feel pretty good about that. Pretty good. All right, next up, Buffalo and Northern Illinois. This one is out to 14.5 at some spots, 14 at other spots. I think it's going to sit around 14. My number on this is actually, if you look up here at the top, Northern Illinois minus 13.9935. So basically 14 points on the dot. Stats model has it Northern Illinois by 15. You look at strength of record, obviously that win over Notre Dame looks really, really good right now. Buffalo, surprising. If this was on the other side of 14, I'd probably take Buffalo. But Northern Illinois, their offense is legit. It is actually really good. So I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm going to side with Northern Illinois at 13.5. I feel good about that bunch. I never even showed you the other sheet. There. Northern Illinois, 15.72. Scroll up and down. If you want to, you can pause it so that you can see what the numbers are. Oh, ridiculous. I'm going to figure all this stuff out eventually. Okay, next on the board, UCLA at LSU. LSU, 23.5-point favorites. Let's just go on and click LSU, and I will tell you why. Yes, my numbers only have LSU as a 10-point favorite here. 10.5. Now, some of that has to do with predicted points added, PPA. Some of it has to do with the fact that LSU's defense has been absolutely abysmal. I tend to believe that after the way that LSU played last week, they are going to come out with their hair on fire. I think Brian Kelly found some things in the second half against South Carolina. Defense is still bad, but I think they can figure some things out, especially against an offense that is as bad as UCLA. I mean, it is. You look at these numbers. Number 113 PPA per pass. Number 111 PPA per rush. There ain't much going on here. The problem for UCLA is the fact that LSU's offensive success rate and their offense overall, number 44 PPA per play, 42 PPA per drive, as you can see up here, that's going against UCLA's defense, which is number 101 PPA allowed per drive, number 121 defensive success rate, etc. When you look at these numbers, you look at the five factors plus talent, and LSU was number 24, UCLA number 82. UCLA got boat raced by Indiana last week. What was it, 42-13 or something? LSU at home coming off a fairly embarrassing performance, even in a win. I think they're going to be fired up. They're going to be fired up for this one. So let's go ahead and bank it. I'm going to take LSU for that one. All right, Miami and South Florida. Yeah, Miami favored by 17.5. Let's pull it up. Let's zoom it in. So my number here, stats-wise, Miami minus 36. Based on power rating and stats up at the very top. You can see it right up there. I've got Miami by nearly 22 points. It's very interesting, the South Florida offense. Now, granted, South Florida has played the number 3 current strength of schedule, which is pretty crazy, and Miami's played number 95, even though Miami played at Florida to kick off the year. USF not throwing the ball very well thus far. Number 110 in passing success rate, 124 in PPA per pass. Not that I think they would be able to do a whole lot anyway, but the fact that they're not good at it and Miami is fantastic at defending it, that's not good. On the other side, not great at defending the pass, and Miami with Cam Ward is on fire right now. So yeah, let's make this short and sweet. I'm going to take Miami in this spot to be able to cover even on the road, even though we are getting the worst of the number at this spot at 17.5, because I think it's still 17 most everywhere.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Fun game here. Tennessee at Oklahoma. Let's pull it up. Got Tennessee by 35. Based on stats, advanced analytics up at the top, power rating plus stats, 19.36 in favor of Tennessee. Now, this is the first ever SEC game in Norman. It is a night game. They've not been a home dog of a touchdown or more since 1998, I think, or maybe one time early in Bob Stoops' career, maybe. But this is, I mean, the number shocks me, right? When you just look at overall stats, like, it's not like their strength of schedule is very different. Tennessee, number 122. Oklahoma, number 100. Oklahoma on offense has not been good. Like, we'll just call it what it is. On defense, they've been better. The problem is they're good against the rush. Tennessee's actually better than them. Offensive line yards, Tennessee is number 5. Oklahoma is number 28. Stuff rate, Oklahoma is number 51 in stuff rate. Tennessee, number 13 in stuff rate allowed. Standard downs, PPA. Like, nothing has stopped this Tennessee offense. Nothing. When you look at the five factors rank, just the raw rank, not counting for talent, anything like that, Tennessee is number 1 in the five factors. Oklahoma is number 31. When you factor in talent, Oklahoma is number 14. Tennessee is number 8. So it's a little bit closer when it comes to that. Tennessee is just a wagon right now. This Nico fits that offense so brilliantly. They are so good. And on defense, you see number 7 in havoc rate. Well, Oklahoma number 63 in that. Like, Oklahoma can't pass. They're not great at running the ball. I know that the spot at over a touchdown says that you have to bet on Oklahoma. But I'm not going to do that. Give me Tennessee. Tennessee minus 7.5. I know 70% of the people are on it. Does not matter to me. Does not matter to me. They're amazing. Tennessee's so good right now. All right. Ole Miss minus 36.5 at home against Georgia Southern. Here's the thing. My power rating plus stats has got... How about we pull that up so you can actually see it? It's got Ole Miss minus 47. Ole Miss has not shown a willingness to slow down for anybody. And Georgia Southern's defense is putrid. Number 133 PPA per rush allowed. Ole Miss's offense is number 5. Now, the issue is, how many plays are they going to get off? Ole Miss number 9 in offensive plays per game. But Georgia Southern also does the same thing. The total is 66.5. I mean, I've got a total of 80 on this thing, just using the stats model. 36.5. It's not enough points. It's not enough points. So we will take the Rebels. All right, we got two more here. Texas minus 45.5 against Louisiana Monroe. Arch Manning is starting. I don't know what that means, but looking at my stats and whatnot, like, this is, I don't necessarily trust it. I've got a score of like 38.5 to 11. Looking at who Texas has next week, is there a schedule spot? I don't think there is. Let's see. Texas plays against Mississippi State next week, and then they've got a bye. They might run the score up. Like, they legitimately might. Here's the thing, though. ULM, I know their schedule is not great. Their five factors rank is number 26. You know what? It's too many points. Way too many points. We're not doing this based on just power rating. We're doing this based on who has played well, and Louisiana Monroe has been surprisingly pretty good. So they are, what are they? Louisiana Monroe is 2-0 and coming off a bye. Yeah, screw it. Why not? Plus 45.5. We're on the better side of that number anyway. Only 20% of the people have picked that. Okay, last game of the night, Kansas State and BYU. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Kansas State favored by 7.5 on the road. Let's pull up the numbers. I am showing, let's see, power rating plus stats has got Kansas State by a little over 6. Stats-wise, Kansas State by 9.7. Looking at, I mean, power rating is number 10 for Kansas State. Good gracious, that is, okay, it jumped a bunch after that Arizona win. Kansas State likes to play slow. BYU's defense, really good against the pass, not good against the rush, and that is not good here. Although, Kansas State does have, let's see, who have they got coming up? Kansas State plays, Oklahoma State at home next week. BYU, I don't think, has anybody that they are going to be looking ahead to. They're going to Baylor next week. The Kansas State-Oklahoma State game, I think, is one that they would look ahead to because that's a potential Big 12 title game preview. Penalties per game, both of the, I mean, these teams kind of mirror each other a little bit, except BYU's not good at running. They're pretty good at passing. Kansas State, that secondary, number 115 in PPA per pass. Yeah, let's call it like we see it. And let's just say that the spot here screams BYU. So let's pick BYU. Boom. All right. And finally, how many total points will be scored in Tennessee versus Oklahoma? I put 80 on there and click it back over. Yeah, BYU. How many points will be scored in Tennessee versus Oklahoma? Let's just say 77. Why not? All right. That is going to wrap things up. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Thank you for watching the video. Share it out. Subscribe. All that good stuff. Check out bettingcfb.com for your bonus content, for more additional plays, etc., that I put out there, the official plays that I give out. And along with that, check out Three Dog Thursday coming up, along with the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the BetUS College Football Show channel, whatever it is. All right, I think that's enough. TicketSmarter, TicketSmarter.com. There's a link in the description. WCE10, WCE20, those are the promo codes. Read it in the description. All right, toodles. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.